We took two rooms at 93 Pear Tree Lane, Mr. and Mrs. Edwards. We had a little downstairs room to ourselves and a fair-sized bedroom that would take a double bed and use of kitchen and bath. So we were there. Of course, we put our name down immediately on the Development Corporation housing list. And it took from June 1953 till we got the house, I think, 57, didn't we? September.
I'm not good at days. I know we...
September 57. We were there nearly 3 years because our house was brand new in Thistle Grove, which is right on the extremity.
Mm-hmm.
There was woods at the back of our garden there, and no further building had taken place. And that's where we had our daughter and then our son, because Gavin was born at home in the bedroom in Thistle Grove. Elaine I had in Pear Tree, as one did in those days.
Was that a maternity?
Maternity home, yes.
In
yes.
Pear Tree?
Yes, it was, I don't know what it is now.
Is it not where the YMCA is?
Because, yes. Funnily enough, my grandmother, she used to be very keen on whist, and they lived in Nebworth, of course, but every particular one day in the week she used to come over on the train because she wanted to play whist at Pear Tree Clubhouse. And she was always leaving things till the last minute and rushing around. As you can see, she's quite a big lady. And she arrived to play whist and went to sit down and went on the floor, and she'd had a stroke.
Oh dear.
So she died in Pear Tree Clubhouse.
But having a good time.
Oh yes, yeah. It's where I used to go to brownies. I didn't know then. I didn't know the family history, but used to go to brownies with Mrs. Whiting from Salisbury Road.